with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Fresh off of the show, it is Breakfast Rolled with Cooper and Una. How's it going? Did you have fun today? Oh, my headphones have come out. I'm okay.
Ah, here. The real professional. What?
Hang on. Oh, my God. What is wrong with my cable?
What's right with your cable, huh?
All right, okay. I'm all good. See, I changed my headphones because my other ones, the wires...
Are wonky.
The wire's all a bit wonky, so I need to replace that. And I've got these ones on. And the wire's too short.
Wonky wires.
Come here, you learned something today, didn't you?
I did, and I'm going to share it. I learned that you like to sniff a particular body part.
Ah, would you stop?
You do. I'm not telling a lie. He goes, he likes, he admitted that he sniffs his arm because he wears a watch and apparently there's a manky smell from underneath it, and he admits to sniffing it and he likes it. He sniffs his arm and he likes it.
Okay, you've
You're
had your
so
fun.
So disgusting. Okay. Like, what is wrong with you?
We have a new sponsor on the show, which I'm going to send you the read. So you've got to do this. Do not read it. You just have to read it out. So if you just read this out now, this is the sponsor. Go for it now. It's on your WhatsApp. So straight away, go for it, Una. Just read it.
Okay. Hey, folks, it's Una here, and I've got a weird question for you. When's the last time you smelled your arm? No, seriously, give them a whiff. Turns out your arms are the unsung heroes of personal freshness. They're like little scent libraries telling the story of your day. Coffee, gym, that mystery burrito, it's all there. Smelling your arms keeps you humble, connected, and sometimes just a tiny bit horrified. So go on, take a sniff, reset your vibe, and remember, life's better when you smell your own arms before anyone else does. Brought to you by absolutely no one, just me, Una, reminding you to stay fresh, stay weird, and give those arms the appreciation they deserve.
You nailed it. Well done.
Shup.
We found something that went missing. Well, it wasn't that it went missing. We found something that nobody knew what it was exactly. Everybody thought there was a lion on the loose.
Oh, yes. But it wasn't actually a lion.
No, but let's have a listen.
No love in the jungle.
The jungle. Of what we thought was Kells in County Meath. Then it was revealed that it was in County Clare. Something lurking in the forests of our countryside that we were talking about last week. You know, if you remember it. We went on the hunt for the lion that was lurking around our countryside. And everyone was just like, I haven't seen a lion. But then a video surfaced on lion.
I was convinced it was a lion. It definitely looked like a lion.
It 100% looked like a lion. And guards were just like, no one's saying that there's a lion going around. So maybe they're all lion. Anyway, video went around. Everybody's going mad. Everybody's jumping on board about it. And news outlets all over the world yesterday evening were reporting on the discovery and the actual foundation of where this animal is from and what it is. Even Garen Noon got in it. He says, we've got a Bigfoot in Ireland. Follow me, I'm delicious. Garen Noon, I would follow you from here to the end of the earth. Well, it looks like... the mouse has roared because it's a mouse, not a lion.
What?
When I say mouse, it's a dog called Mouse, M-O-U-S-E. And it's a beautiful dog, which has basically been shaved. And it's the dog's haircut. So he has a mane and he has a little bushy tail at the end. And he's in Newfoundland. And he's an absolutely beautiful dog. And everybody's freaking out because they genuinely thought it was a lion. But like, he's a big dog. He's got the colouring of a lion. But mouse.
These dogs are gorgeous, the Newfoundland dogs. They're big.
They're so big.
So did the owner shave the doggy?
Yeah.
So that it would really look like a lion
now,
and cause this big kerfuffle.
I don't know if the owner was doing it as a goof or a gag, or maybe the dog just went, I've had enough of being haircut now and it's half a haircut. Do you ever see lads in town, you're just like, do you get half a haircut? It could be half a haircut, Una.
Or maybe just Mouse is like, okay, just I need a new makeover, man. And went to the groomer and was like, just, you know, change me, make me beautiful.
Are you saying the Newfoundland, that this is a glow up for the Newfoundland?
A glow up for the Newfoundland, yeah.
And there we were accusing it of being a big giant cat. I'd say this Newfoundland is absolutely 100% offended and should sue everybody for calling it a lion.
Maybe Mouse is embracing his inner lion and that was the look he was going for.
But I love
scared the bejesus out of
Well, I think it captured the imagination of everybody, and I'm going to get all conspiracy. This is a great distraction, Una. What if they'd be covering up? Do you know what I mean? No, we're glad that it is not a lion wandering the countryside, and that it is a beautiful dog.
Called Mouse.
Called Mouse. He's so cute. I wonder, can we get Mouse to just come over and live with us in the iRadio studios? I'm down with it.
Well, there is a mouse living with us in the iRadio studios.
There is. And somebody put a sign on the kitchen door, Mouse spotted in kitchen, please keep kitchen doors closed.
Yeah, so the mouse can stay in the kitchen.
Where all the food is. So I've reopened the door.
Oh, great. So now Mouse is just having a great old time wandering up and down the office.
Myself and Donald have nothing to fear because we don't keep snacks in our pockets. It's only you in there.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Finally got to the crux of it. Would you ever take your dog and make it look like a different animal by shaving it?
No, I would not, my gorgeous doggy. No.
I did say to you in the lift on the way up earlier on, I said, I'm thinking of shaving my head.
Yeah, you do that. You should.
No. Well, you said no, don't.
Yeah. No. It would suit you. Really, yeah. And keep your beard, grow your beard long and shave your head. You would rock the Viking look.
Not exactly the look I'm going for.
So get a couple of tattoos as well on your neck and face.
Oh no, I don't want any on my neck and face. I'll get more though on my arms. Here's our survey says this morning. On average, we do this 40 times in our lifetime.
Sniff an arm.
Do you know what we're going to do? We're not going to play years and years now. What we're going to do is we are going to play a game of our survey says, and I'm going to do that by hitting this button right now.
iRadio's Survey Says with Kevin Egan Cars.
As you can hear, I got everything under control.
Oh yeah.
Alright, well, our survey says this morning, what have we got?
Today, if you average, you'll do this around 40 times over your lifetime.
Is it play a song instead of the Survey Says
instead of what you're
intro
supposed to do? Yeah. No, it's not that.
Alright, I'm going to think outside the old boxeroony on this one, alright?
Okey-dokey.
Alright, because like sometimes the answers are just so straightforward and simple, or some are just like out there. So I'm going to say, so you do this 40 times in a lifetime.
If you're average, yeah.
Pay it forward is what I'm saying. So like when you get back to your car after you've parked in a paying display area and you give your ticket, what's left in it, you might have an hour left, to a stranger. That's what I'm saying. I'm just putting it out there.
That's a nice guess.
That is a very nice guess. And it's a good guess. It's not the answer, unfortunately, no. Sorry about that.
If
you're average, you do this about 40 times over your lifetime.
Would it be kiss someone new?
Kiss somebody new. It's a good guess.
It's a great guess, total.
It is, okay. A great guess, not just a good one. It's not the answer, no.
So,
No.
Oh, okay. All right, we need to get some guesses in on WhatsApp, 087-110-2107. What are you saying?
If you average, you'll do this about 40 times over your lifetime. What is it? If you average, you'll do this about 40 times over your lifetime. What is it you do?
If you're average, okay. Guesses on 087-110-2107 coming in fast and furiously.
Is the answer stub your toe? Because that's memorable.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very memorable.
Stubbing your toe.
Yeah.
Probably done it more than 40 times in a lifetime, to be honest.
I don't think I have done it that much.
Have you not?
No, I'm very protective.
Of the tootsies.
Of the tootsies, yeah.
Oh, well, fair play. Yeah, it's not the answer, but it's a very good guess, though.
It's not. Okay, right, let's get some guesses in. 087-110-2107. The question is,
if you're average, you'll do this about 40 times over your lifetime. What is it you do?
What are you doing 40 times? What are we asking, Donald?
We're asking, if you're average, you'll do this about 40 times over your lifetime. What is it you'll do?
Lots of guesses saying, forgotten an important date, like an anniversary or a birthday.
Oh, yeah. I do that a lot.
Do you? You should do what Una does. Put it in her Google Diary and it shows up on her phone on the daily, you know?
I do that, but then I just don't look at it and I'm like, oh, that was yesterday. Oh, yes.
Is it forgotten to actually buy a frost shield for your car? So just in case when the winter comes and your car gets frozen over, even though there's a reminder.
I haven't forgotten to buy a frost shield for my car. Because I get a Google notification every morning that you put in on my calendar.
So you just refuse to?
I haven't gotten around to it yet. But now out of protest, I might refuse to just because he did it.
I don't care. Is it join the gym again?
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Everyone kind of rejoins the gym, then just doesn't bother going, then go, oh, forget it. And then they do it again. No, it's not.
I think that story needs more dragons, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Joined the gym, found a dragon, caught a dragon, went off with the dragon, came back, joined the gym again. Jesus.
This okay. might be a very rogue answer.
This is what we love, a good rogue answer.
But it says eating pizza.
Eating pizza 40 times in your lifetime, that's got to be it.
Oh, that, no, that's definitely rogue. You eat pizza more than 40 times in your lifetime.
I know.
40 times a month.
40 times a month?
Oh, joking.
You'll turn into a pizza, you absolute lunatic. All right.
Morning, morning, Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky!
This is a bit of a tricky one. Attend a funeral about 40 times in your lifetime.
There you go, attend a funeral 40 times in a lifetime.
Good guess. Hopefully it's less.
Yep.
You never know, it could be more. It's not the answer, I'm afraid, no.
Okay.
I think we need an answer.
The answer is...
We do, don't we? Yeah. We need an answer. Donald, can we go over to live now to get an answer, please?
Yes, you can. If
I
you're average...
Over to Donald to get an answer.
Wow.
You're messing now this morning.
Are we? Right, yeah. If you're average, you'll watch your favourite film about 40 times in your lifetime.
Nonsense. No way did I see Back to the Future 40 times.
I've seen my favourite film over 40 times already.
I've seen my favourite film way more than 40 times.
How do you do that, Una? You're a busy mum of twins.
Well, before, in the life before the twins, BT, we'll say, I had time... to be watching loads of movies.
2019 BT. Yeah.
The Sound of Music.
That's your favourite movie?
It's one of them, yeah.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Are you on my this is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
Back again for another game of Rhyme With This Morning. We were talking to Trish from Drumlish.
Oh, Trish from Drumlish. You.
How amazing would it be to have a name that rhymes with the place that you're from? Like you, if you were Kerry from Kerry or Mary from Kerry.
Yeah, or a Derry from Kerry.
Yeah, Derry from Kerry or Kerry from Derry.
Yeah.
I can't think of any more.
Nope.
Daigo from Sligo.
Daigo, what?
Yeah, I know somebody called Daigo. It's their second name, Daignan. And...
Oh, Daigo. Daigo! No, Trish and Drumlish is brilliant.
Yeah, it's class. She had fun this morning. How did she get on, though, with Rhyme It?
Just a little bit, no, all of it.
Let's go live to one of the most famous places in the country. It is...
An echo around the marquee in Drumlish.
Woo! Trish in Drumlish. She's on the phone right now.
She likes fish.
Oh, yeah.
In Drumlish. Good morning, Trish in Drumlish. How are you?
Hi, Trish.
I'm good. I'm not in Drumlish just yet, but I will be soon.
Oh, no! That means we can't, that means we couldn't have, we shouldn't have played that then.
That's okay. I live there. So
no.
You live there, no.
No, we've got to go backwards.
Play it again.
Oh, Declan Ernie's now speaking in riddles. All right, there you go. You're not in Drumlish, but you just finished up work and you're looking out over the lake.
Yeah, it's lovely here.
I think it's miserable
not
everywhere.
Hell.
Yeah. Trish, can I ask you, are we on speakerphone or on the Bluetooth?
I'm on speakerphone through the car.
Okay. Well, if you are stopped, if it's okay to take it off, that'd be amazing because we can't all I can hear is... that's cool. So while you do that, we're going to explain how Rhyme It works. Basically, what happens is we're going to give you a word that you have to rhyme every answer with, and you have 30 seconds to do it. And you've got to try and get the highest score at the end of the week, and the highest score will win the contents of Una's drawers.
And there's always goodies in there, Trish.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now.
Oh, there you go.
A good woman.
There you are now, Trish. Lovely to hear the clarity of you now. So did you have a busy night last night? You were working in Mullingar Hospital?
Yeah, it's always busy. That's all I can say. It's always busy.
Well,
you're right.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but
at least time goes quicker.
Excellent. All right. Well, you know the rules?
Yeah.
All right, okay. The word that you have to rhyme with this morning is?
Sit, S-I-T. Sit.
Fish. F-I-T. Okay.
No. Well, it's the same, yeah. Sit.
Sit, like the dog. Tell the dog.
Yeah,
sit.
Exactly.
Okay.
Is everybody on the same page now?
Yes.
This could go anyway. All right, your 30 seconds start now.
When you make clothes from needles, you what?
Stitch.
If you can't stand your job, you might what?
Can't stand what?
Say something.
Yep.
You might use an oven when handling something hot?
Glove.
When a part...
Miss.
When a party was good, you may describe it as what?
Party was good, you can describe it as... Nope.
If you're not with your partner anymore, you've what?
Drink. T- Time is up.
That is terrible.
When you're doing a quiz and you can't rhyme everything with us, you are...
Oh my God, that was shocking.
I think it was one. I think you got one, but I don't even know what you said for the first one. When you make clothes
you
with
said
needles...
stitch.
Oh, it's knit.
It was knit.
You can't stand your job, so you quit. When a party is good, you might describe it as lit. And we ran out of time with the last one.
But I blame the magpie. I've seen one magpie.
Oh, did you wave at the magpie, though?
I did, and it didn't work.
No, you see, listen, just a little tip. You actually have to nod, wave, and say, hi, Mr. Magpie, or Mrs. Magpie.
All of those. I just waved.
No, you need to do all of those now.
That's why I failed.
That's why you failed. Yeah. Does that mean magpie?
Does this mean we're all cursed now for the day?
No, just me.
Just you.
Okay.
But I don't have to sleep, so it doesn't matter. I'll probably have nightmares, but that's okay.
No, don't.
Write them down when you wake up. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Come here. It's been lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much for being an absolute hero. And enjoy your rest today, okay?
Okay, guys. Have a great day.
Cheers.
Big love to Drumlish.
Yo! If you would like to have a go at playing Rhyme It tomorrow, 087-1102-107.
Trish in Drumlish. Failed the quiz. Woo! Oh. What does that mean? Sorry, Trish. I just was thinking of something to rhyme. Do you know what I mean? The lyrics. What?
Something in Drumlish. And
quiz, Drumlish. It's kind of rhymes, yeah.
You're as bad as Donald for rhyming things. Put these questions together.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We learn a lot on the show, and we wanted to know what's the weirdest private habit that you do. Mine wasn't sniffing my arm, by the way.
Even though that is another one of his private habits. Like, he admits to sniffing his arm, but he actually wouldn't sniff it in front of you. Do you know what I mean? He waits till he's on his own. He's like, oh, there's no one around now. I could have a good sniff my arm. Oh, God.
Smell your arm.
Now beautiful.
Now you're an arm sniffer.
It smells of my perfume. I'm not wearing a watch.
Maybe you should. You'd be on time sometimes.
This is a good one, all right? This is trending on Reddit at the moment, and it's people being open and honest about the private habit that you have that hopefully nobody will find out about. So what do you do in the comfort of your own little kind of private space that you hope that maybe nobody knows about? Keep yourself anonymous for this if you want to let us know. You all right?
Sorry.
Una's dying. Go on. We're not going to draw attention
Excuse
to you dying
no,
on the radio.
No. Go on.
How do you know your best friends are somebody when you hang them out to dry on the radio? Okay. Sorry. Are you okay?
I'm fine now. Thank you.
Do you need us to get you anything?
I'm okay. Thank you. Coffee would be great.
Yeah. Donald, hop to it. All right. 087-1102-107. What are the little kind of... weird private habits that you have, the little secrets that you don't want anybody to find out about. Let's go live now this morning over to Producer's Corner, Donald. You must have many of these.
Oh, God,
you're
an
oddball as it is. So go on. What
we
have you
know
got?
That. Yeah, I always complain out loud to myself and talk to objects that when family have stayed at the house, someone stayed at the house, and they've left everything in the wrong place. I complain to the objects they've left in the wrong place. Oh, you're there, are you? You shouldn't be there. And this was never put back right.
So you're having a chat to like inanimate objects. It's like, this is the bowl that we used for breakfast this morning. You don't belong in the glass.
Are you on holidays, bowl?
Yeah. You've never been in this room before, have you?
Salt and pepper, why are you on the left and not on the right of the cupboard? And why are you the wrong way around? Is it that what's going on
that
here?
That kind of thing,
I can't cope with that.
Amazing.
Good job you're not there when I do it.
No.
I do it on my own.
I'm going to go to your house and trash the place.
Oh, my God.
Talking to the objects for a
There'll
week.
Be a whole audio book after you've been to the house, yeah.
How to keep Donald busy. Go over and trash his house and then leave him at it for a while. You must do kind of odd things.
Oh, yeah. I like to pretend I'm in a music video.
Yeah. Go on.
And... I also like to pretend I'm on the West End singing show tunes.
Oh, yeah, like
and
what?
I sing the show tunes, at the top of my voice. Yeah. Singular sensation, every little step she takes. Do-do-do-do-do. One. What a tune. And I do jazz hands and everything. I know all of the words. I'm just frightened. Their boss is listening, and I am not allowed to sing on the radio.
It's very true. We took that away from you.
You did. You took that away from me, and people are crying over it, but hey ho.
Okay, so what else?
I'm a showgirl.
You certainly are.
Yeah.
You know, listen, so what are the weird habits that you have that hopefully nobody ever finds out about? This is a safe place.
Yeah, hey, you fess up.
Pardon?
You fess up.
We are overtime.
Oh, you snaky turkey, huh?
Mine is very similar to yours. I tend to make up raps about my surroundings when I'm driving.
Oh, cringe.
I love it.
What do you mean cringe?
Cringe.
What do you mean cringe? You just went 100% show tunes on the radio.
Yay!
One. Singular sensation. Every little move
she takes.
Even though they were the words. Anyway, so I would be like, if I'm sitting in traffic, I'm just like, oh my god.
Hey, I'm in the traffic jam.
You're not far wrong. I'm sitting in a traffic jam. There's a micro to my left and a Honda to my right. I don't know what way the traffic is. Do you know what I mean?
Can't even rhyme it.
It would have rhymed. It would have
been a bold word, wouldn't it?
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go,
go. No, all of it.
What are you saying? Sorry, I really caught the end of that. What are you saying?
Sniff it just a little bit. No, all of it.
Very good. You had lots of fun with Wind Up Wednesday today. I absolutely love this. Colin and his driving school.
Yeah. And I rang him. Nina from Limerick.
Watch out if you get a call from Nina from Limerick. Here we go. We were talking about the weirdest private habits that you have that nobody hopes finds out about. Dylan goes around talking to inanimate objects in his house. Una sings
show tunes,
and I rap when I'm in the car. A lot of people are talking to themselves, which is fine. That's most of the messages that we're getting. But also, a lot of people are sending a message of the bold and rude things that they do when they're on their own in their house. So it's like, all right, so let's just put that to bed and move along very swiftly to Wind Up Wednesdays. Yes. Una, you absolute legend. What have you got for us?
So Kieran in Cavan got in touch with me, and he nominated his pal Colin to get a wind-up call for me. So Colin has just started his own driving school, giving driving lessons. So I use, this is actually one of my favourite characters, Nina.
Oh, God.
Nina, ring him up.
She's a pervy lady.
No, she's not pervy. She's not pervy.
She sounds
like Nina. So Nina rang him up, rang Colin up, looking for some driving lessons.
Hello?
Hi, is this Colin?
Yeah.
I'm looking for some driving lessons.
Okay.
So what's the story? Like, do you come collect me or do I go to you?
Where are you?
I just moved up from Limerick there. I'm over at the solicitor's in on Market Street.
In Coutel?
Yeah. How much do you charge?
€40.
Jesus, that's robbery. Like, I don't even really need them, but I have to get the 12. But it's a bit of a rip-off, man, if you ask me. Do you know? Can you do it for cheaper?
No, I can't. But you don't have to if you don't want to.
If I want to, I need to get them to do my test. You see, I can drive. I love driving, man. I'm a bit of a petrol head. I love motors. I love everything about them. I love the feel of them. I love the smell of them. I love the sound of them. I've been driving the Outlands tractor for years, man. I know my way. I know my way around a messy, man. Oh, sure. Actually, do you know what happened? I did a few driving tests before, but your man was right, and he failed me for sticking my finger up at some posh lad in a Bieber.
Is that right? Yeah.
So what tax bracket do you think I'm on, man? You charge me €40 for a driving
That's for nothing.
You'll give me a discount. And
no, that is a discount.
And I'll send my sister on to you as well, but she failed her theory test 7 times. She's a bit thick.
Right.
Answer me this now. Are they still making you reverse around the corner?
That's
a load of man. I don't like that's a load of shit. Anyway, will you do it for €20 and we'll go vroom vrooming together?
Definitely not. No. I'd have to get extra more actually listen to you.
Hi, Colin. This is Una from my radio. How are you?
Not too bad. How's things?
Did you know it was me?
No. I didn't know who that was. That's some idiot winding me up.
Yeah, well, that's it. I am the idiot winding you up. So your friend Kieran got in touch with me.
Oh, the
oh, wow. He told me all about your new driving school, so
Right.
All right, man. Cool, listen. I'll be around all of a sudden. We'll go vroom vrooming together. Beep, beep. Get out of the way, kid.
Very good.
All right, Chief. Good luck. Thanks a million. You're a star.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Poor Colin.
What a legend.
Brilliant. I love the way he's like above this listener. Yeah, okay, cool.
That's what you're thinking on the spot.
That's very good. Kid. Love that. Yeah. That is, and who's your character?
Nina. Can I do the show with Nina?
Yes, please. If you want to, Una, to one of your friends, 087-110-2107. And this is for Colin. Teddy Swims, it's Bad Dreams. Come on, say on iRadio as Nina.
Bad dreams, man. Huh?
It's iRadio.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We're getting to the stage of the day where it's starting to be a bit delirious now.
Yeah.
If anybody's ever asked, what's it like to do breakfast radio? You get to a certain time of the day where you feel like you're on your way home after being on holidays in the airport and you've got jet lag.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah. You don't feel connected to the world. Isn't that what it is?
No. It's kind of, it can be fun sometimes, you know.
It is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you just let loose.
I sing songs about sniffing arms.
We had fun with Truth or Trash again today. Here, have a listen.
Truth or Trash.
Nice. Okay, so who's got what for us this morning for Truth or Trash? Donald, go ahead. What have you got?
My fact, you can smell a skunk up to 6 kilometres away. Animal fact in
Ooh,
your face.
Oh, yeah. Love an animal fact from Donald's book of animal facts.
Keep it on the brand, you know.
Okay. How far?
That's about 6 kilometres away.
Oh, 6 kilometres.
6 kilometres.
I don't want to be one smelly skunk. 6 kilometres.
6 kilometres is a good way.
See, I don't think I've ever been in contact.
Huh? Have you not?
With a skunk.
No.
Well, where would she have been in contact with a skunk, in fairness?
This is true.
The lady,
where do they live?
Wexford most of the time. And you've never been to Wexford?
I have been to Wexford. I've been to Wexford loads of times.
How'd you miss the skunks in the woods?
I don't know.
No, they'd be in like America and stuff. And parts of, I don't know where skunks are. They're not here anyway.
No, okay.
That's
no,
for sure.
They smell it though.
Don't they release a scent
there you go.
To keep people away? Yeah. I'm going to say it's true.
You can lock that in?
Yeah.
I'm going to say true as well, yeah, because that scent is pretty potent and they spray it out.
They spray it out purposely to ward away other predators and things like that. True, you're saying? You'd both be right, yeah. The foul-smelling spray from a skunk can also cause skin irritation and even temporary blindness, so it's pretty smelly.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Who's up for a trip to the woods? Do you remember Scratch and Sniff stickers that you used to get in Scratch and Sniff books?
Yeah.
I remember there was one that was a skunk. I remember just
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's
hard to be like, nice.
But you couldn't stop smelling it.
Yeah,
It's like anybody who's got an Apple Watch. I bet you smell your wrist.
No.
Bet you do.
Smell your wrist.
Why would you smell your wrist?
It smells weird.
Oh, you've got a rubbery band, that's why.
I do,
They smell, the metal ones don't.
Oh, yeah, I've got it. So if anybody's got
you're an arm sniffer. You're disgusting. You're disgusting. As my four-year-old twins would say, you're disgusting.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
I'm proud to be an arm sniffer.
Hi, my name is Cooper and I sniff my own arm.
My fact this morning... is colleges, schools, cafes and workplaces today will be flooded with gloating Liverpool fans opening up with, did you see that, due to the win over Real Madrid last night. What a result. Liverpool fans will be loaded with facts to shove in the faces of non-Liverpool fans. And one of the facts is Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown is one of Liverpool's biggest fans. She's also responsible for the delay in the new Stranger Things season due to her missing filming after staying up all night watching Liverpool games due to the time difference.
Hold on a second now. Back up. Like, Truth or Trash is supposed to be one two things.
Have you listened to yourself?
Well, that was all leading to his one fact.
But what is your fact?
That she's the biggest Liverpool fan.
No, no, that she's delayed.
She's delayed filming.
Yeah, she's delayed filming because of staying up all night watching Liverpool games. Because she lives in the States and the games are obviously not there.
Yeah, that's trash.
I'm going to say true.
Thank you very much. Don't lock it in. Una, lock it in.
Locked in.
Millie Bobby Brown is one of the biggest celebrity Liverpool fans. And the fact that she delayed filming of Stranger Things is made up.
I knew it.
All right, Una, what have you got?
So, a new startup company in Drumshambo is releasing a new unisex cologne perfume.
What'd you say, Anit?
What? So, this cologne has a special ingredient, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sweat. Men's sweat, right?
Yeah.
Because applying male sweat to a woman's lips is known to help them relax, boost their mood, and help regulate their menstrual cycle. So perspiration.
Don't, you're sitting closer soon there. Grab a bit of sweat and apply it to
you. Oh!
No, you don't have to.
The cologne is just to, it's not to apply in your lips. The cologne is just, you can apply it anywhere. But because of this particular ingredient, the perspiration, it does this to, it has that effect on women. It's known to help them relax, boost their mood, and help regulate their menstrual cycle. Mm. Yeah. what are you looking at me like that for?
No, it's just that, it was just that the way you said it all, the way you just didn't deliver it with conviction.
I didn't deliver it with conviction.
Which means that I have a funny feeling that this could be a true fact because you tried to cover it up with you not being too sure about the fact.
And the stuff she's added to it.
No, I don't think she's added to it at all. I think this is an actual fact and that you're trying to fool us because when you're giving us a fact and you're like all full of gusto and like, this is it, it's, like, it's always false. The fact that you sounded like you didn't prepare this was absolutely incredible. So I'm saying true, and I'm locking it in.
I'm saying true as well. Yeah.
Okay. Lock it in.
Well, it's a little from column A and a little from column B because it is true that men's perspiration can, you know, help women.
And is there a startup under Drumshambo?
No, there's not.
So, all right.
Yeah, but there should be. Like, if there's any startups in Drumshambo,
there's plenty of startups.
There is an idea for you.
There you go.
Cologne with.
With sweat. With sweat. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be lads lining up for miles to donate their sweat.
Yeah.
Do they take it without them looking?
No. I think you
they're in the gym, you're there with a cup in your hand.
Well, you can charge for the sweat.
You can charge for sweat?
Yeah, sure. Selling on the internet.
Okay.
People are selling farts on the internet, Cooper. Why can't people sell?
Sorry, you didn't say that loud enough.
People.
Oh my God. Once again, it's going to be one of those days. I'm going to go home today. How was work today? I don't know. I really don't know how it was.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Thumbs up to you, Mrs.
Thumbs up. That's, you know, I don't like a thumbs up.
I know. We were talking about Gen Z and phone etiquette. And the use of the wrong emojis drives them mad.
It's
and
an ick.
They might break up with you over it. Imagine being broken up because you chose to use an emoji. Maybe you used a green heart instead of a red heart.
Oh, crazy.
Or even if you just used a heart.
What's wrong with a heart?
So it might be offensive.
Yeah, I don't understand the language, the emoji language.
You don't understand the English language either? Do you, Grit?
Cut us a thought, though.
Okay, here we go. Gen Z and phone etiquette. This is gas, actually. This is just, it's a different world that we live in the way things are going now because Sky did a poll of about 2,000 young ones and young fellas and they reckon that 26% think that playing voice notes in public is not cool, while 21% feel the same about the keyboard tone being left on. You know when you're, I actually hate that. I might turn off.
On your phone?
Yeah, just the clicking. It's like it's not necessary.
Yeah, yeah, no. No, it is unnecessary.
It's like, why is there a camera sound on your phone? You know, it's like, why is
that? Oh,
You know, digital cameras now, why is there a shutter sound? It's like, it's not needed.
Some people might like the sound.
It's annoying. But also, one thing that gives Gen Zers in particular the 100% ick is replying with LOL. LOL.
LOL.
Yeah. LOL is a big no-no. 29% said the biggest issue from talking to somebody for hours is taking time to respond to a text. It's like you could be talking to somebody and then you don't get a response then for ages and they're just like, oh, they start to freak out. It's just like, oh.
People are busy though. They're busy lives.
Yeah. Mm. Over half of Gen Z said that they would dump a partner over poor phone etiquette, while 56% said they'd judge somebody based on the choice of emoji.
Yeah.
Oh, my favourite emoji is the aubergine. So, I think they're overthinking it, though. This is like, it's just an emoji. It's just a thumbs up. You hate the thumbs up.
I hate the thumbs up.
That's why I always send it to
passive
you.
Yeah, aggressive. It's passive aggressive.
It's
like,
it's kind of like, are we good? Are we done? Are we finished this? Yeah, thumbs up.
No,
nice.
No. I even feel bad leaving a thumbs up to people.
You do?
Yeah, I do. So I would often give it a love heart instead.
Oh, that's cute.
It's just going that extra mile, that extra little bit.
But some people might find the love heart a little bit kind of like forward and too flirty. Just like,
it's not forward and flirty, it's friendly.
I can guarantee if you sent a love heart to the boss, Ben, he'd be like, oh.
I wouldn't send a love heart to the boss. I would heart the message that he sent.
I sent him a kissing face emoji yesterday by accident.
Oh, you didn't do it by accident.
I did.
You're just...
I was joining the Teams call and I went,
you're sucking up to the boss. I know your game. I know what you're like. Yeah.
But they're dumping each other over like the misuse of emojis and kind of like not getting back on time and stuff. It's ridiculous.
If you spend like half a day to get back to someone,
a day and you get dumped over that?
It's not, if that continuously, I'll be like, there's nothing going on here.
Some people don't really bother with their phones that much, you know, and they're right.
Yeah.
This is true as well.
And also, it's kind of like, if you want to get a response, maybe pick the phone up and you ready?
Ring them.
Oh, people don't answer these days.
Hello? Yeah, you got to do it.
I ring someone now, I actually text them first and say, are you okay for a call? Because I'm like, is it rude just to ring someone out of the blue?
I was wondering why you were doing that to me. You don't need to do that. Just ring me.
Yeah.
But
okay.
If people are busy, they don't have time to answer.
Yeah, if I can't answer, I won't answer. But just like, you never need to ask, can you call me? Crikey. Everyone else does. You, though. Jesus.
I'd be frightened to say no.
Yeah. Or when someone leaves you on the drop down.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Leaves you red.
Leaves you unread. And they've been online. It's like...
Oh yeah.
So you know they've been online, but the blue ticks haven't gone off to.
Yeah, and the people who've turned off their blue ticks, why?
Oh yeah.
Why?
Oh, that's one
what
of
are
the
you
most
hiding?
Annoying things.
So annoying.
Turn on your blue ticks. Yeah. What are you hiding
exactly.
from?
Exactly. We can't tell when you were last online now.
Yeah. Crying out loud.
Yeah.
And Una needs to know.
I do.
So she can send you a message if she wants to ring you or not. All right. What do you reckon about this, though? Like, are you actually bothered by what emojis the people use? Like, is it that much of a big deal? Do you get really frustrated when somebody doesn't get back to you after 30 minutes? And like, oh no, I'm going to dump them. Or if they use the wrong emoji, you've been dumped, Una.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
And is the thumbs up emoji passive aggressive? 100%, yeah.
So, yeah, according to research by Sky, they found that 26% of people think that voice notes in public is not cool. 21% feel the same about keyboard tone being left on. Thumbs up emojis are rude. And just your choice of emoji can actually have you dumped in a relationship. Imagine sending a little love heart and some flowers and a little hands in the air, and then suddenly the other person sees it as, something else. They're just like,
Yeah, but cool emojis change all the time.
They do. There's no keeping up on it. Also, we expressed that I don't think anybody is a fan of keeping the blue ticks off. Because you just don't know, especially if you're sending an important message. I had to send an important message last night, and I'm looking at it here, and it's grey, grey, grey ticks all the way. And I'm like, why does this person...
It takes the beauty away from a WhatsApp message.
You couldn't have said it better yourself.
Thanks, Cooper.
But we might have some help here for you, Una. Have a listen to this.
Good morning, guys. I've got one here for Una and all the stalkers out there.
All right,
here
we go.
There's a hidden, not-so-hidden feature in WhatsApp
that
will show you if someone has read their message if they've got the blue ticks turned off.
Okay, I'm looking at a message here, so what do I need to do?
If you go into your messages, go into the message that you sent that you're waiting to be read.
Okay.
Hold it for a second till it highlights.
Okay.
Go to the three dots in the top right-hand corner and then press info. And you'll be able to see if it was red or not. I hope it helps out. Bye.
That is the best tip I've ever gotten in my life.
Oh,
I know you've read this message and you haven't replied.
Hang on a second. I do. So, I said the time it was delivered and then a blue tick's coming up when it was read. That is hilarious. Is that true? There's only three little dots, though, beside the red. Do you know what I mean? See that there? Does that mean it's been read?
Yeah, it's been read.
Class.
Yeah, it's been read, nice. And they haven't responded to you, and now you know they've read it, and they're ignoring you. How does that make you feel?
Well, in fairness, though, at the end of the message, it said, I'll chat to you in the morning about it. So I wasn't really looking for a response. But maybe I was looking for a thumbs up emoji so you get angry at them. Do you know what I mean? By the way, next time, Una, I send you a message in the middle of the night, will you please respond?
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
That's it now. That's breakfast rolled. Did you have a laugh?
I did have a laugh, yeah.
Good, excellent. Do you want any more to say on the arm stiffing?
No, I just think you're a creep. Does your wife know that you are an admitted arm
stiffer? She does now. Oh. Here, do you want to have a smell of it?
No!
It's really weird.
You're disgusting.
Like, it's not like socks or jocks or anything like that. It's just a weird smell. It's the back end of silicone. Do you know what I mean?
No, you're Augustine. You're absolutely Augustine.
You're Augustine.
You're Augustine.
All right. Check out the show. We're back tomorrow. We're going to play a game of Read My Lips. Are you? What's going on there? Here we go.
Question?
Here we go. Go on. Oh, she's gone.
So, is it just your own arm that you sniff, right? Or have you asked other people if you could sniff their arm? Is that your foreplay? Is that what you do?
You can do it without people knowing. Because do you ever be standing on a bus and you stand there, they're holding onto the rail and your face is...
Oh, God. You're a peeping sniff.
Peeping sniffer.
Yeah. Okay, all right, I'm gone. I'm done. I need to go to bed.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow on the show. We'll play Read My Lips. Aruna's got to figure out what this mouth is saying and the usual fun and games that we have. All right? Okay?
Yeah,
all right. Click, share, click, subscribe, click. The usual thing. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.